KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Our next segment of ABQ Connect, we welcome onto the broadcast Steve Russo, author, communicator, musician, radio, TV host. He might even have a recipe for you. I don't know. He does a lot of things. Steve joins us from California. And you may, the name may be familiar for those who listen regularly to KLYT. Real Answers is the short feature that we air regularly. And we'll talk about other products coming from the ministry. You'll be hearing later this month. But Steve, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Hey, Steve, it's great to be back, man. It's been a while, been a minute.
Yeah, and actually, I should say, welcome back to ABQ Connect. We always love to get an update from what you're doing. But Steve, for those unfamiliar with Real Answers and some of the things that you do, I walked through a lot of things. As an author, a communicator, musician, TV host, and I know you and I off the air have talked a little bit about some of the things you're doing in public schools so relevant right now with some of the things going on. But just introduce those not so familiar with Real Answers.
Yeah, it's Real Answers is a short feature, and real people have real questions. Real answers are found in God's Word, and Jesus is the answer to life. So, we're excited. I think we're on about 800 outlets a day someplace in the world, and it's growing. And we, our ministry is Real Answers with Steve Russo. And so we've got the kind of two major parts to the ministry. One is media with the Real Answers feature. We also have something that we've been developing the last few years called U Talk, the letter U, Talk Radio, and we do a weekly show on Instagram Live, and we do events with U Talk. So it's growing as well. We have the live. Instagram calls it Reels now. So once the show is over, people can watch that reel on Instagram. And we also produce an audio version of the show, and we are on, I can't even tell you all the platforms. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Deezer in Europe. We're on Javon, which is the second largest platform in India. And we're totally targeting teens and young adults with U-Talk. And of course, we have the Choices Assembly program, which is under the same umbrella of Real Answers, where I go on middle school, junior high, and high school campuses and talk about how to make choices. I use drums as the connecting point. I've got the creds being a member of the Recording Academy and doing session work myself. Where I can get kids' attention, and it's a huge need. There's a huge, huge need.
Steve, I know we're talking to you from Rancho Cucamonga in California. These assemblies, are they limited to the LA area or SoCal?
No, not at all. I've been in, 34, 35 states and 33 countries doing them. So, wow. Love to come out to Albuquerque and do some, and we're finding an interesting connection because schools are now asking for me to come out. When they ask me to come to do an assembly, they're saying, do you have anything you could do for parents? So we have, we call it a parents jam called raising healthy kids in a damaged world.
Now, is that during the school time assembly, or is that something that's done in the evening, like when parents are out of work?
That's something we do in the evening when they're out of work.
Okay.
Make it convenient for them.
So really, a community could set up an assembly for the kids and then really, two birds with one stone, connect with the parents as well, which we know is so important. We often talk about the not only the spiritual needs in our schools here in New Mexico, just the poor ratings for education in general. But And the answer is Jesus. I mean, you know, the answer is if families are living how the Bible would, you know, living through a biblical worldview, then we're going to see better things happen. I'm convinced in our schools. But if a school leader or a church leader or someone is listening, and is interested in making that happen here, anywhere in New Mexico, which by the way, we're broadcasting at 90.7 FM Cannon Air Force Base, near Clovis, New Mexico, as well as 93.5 FM in Portales and 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, along with 88.3 FM, essentially covers Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, and central New Mexico. But if they are listening, what is the best way to make a connection with, you know, Real Answer, Steve Russo, and these assemblies?
As far as assemblies go, it's interesting, Steve, because we try to separate them, the assemblies, from Real Answers. Real Answers is an outreach ministry.
Okay.
And schools get very concerned. In fact, I'll tell you a story, but first I'll give you the information. You can either go to realanswers.com and fill out the contact form, or you can go to steverusso.com, and that's R-U-S-S-O. Okay. So either one will get you there. And it's funny. I was actually with Franklin Graham in Kansas City a few years ago doing assemblies before his outreach, you know, before his celebration. And I got sued by the ACLU.
Huh.
And they said, you know, they found out I was an evangelist, blah, blah, you know, and they said, you know, we can't. And so their legal team went back and said, you know, you can't keep him off the campus. So the compromise was they would send in monitors, ACLU monitors. And if I breathed God, Jesus, the Bible, they were going to shut me down. Well, I have a unique way of doing this. I give biblical content. I give five ways on how to make better choices to students. They're all biblical principles. I just don't give the street address, so to speak. I don't give chapter and verse. And it's crazy how many kids will come up and ask me about where did I get that. And anyway, to tell you the story, I was at a school with about probably 3,000 high school students, just got done. This lady comes marching up, and I thought, okay, she's from the ACLU. You know, she's got that look to her. She's got that walk to her. And she came up, hi, I'm from the ACLU. Yeah, I know. And she goes, I don't know what we were concerned about. She goes, this is the best presentation I've ever heard to young people. And about the same time, the principal came up. He said, Steve Russo, you just gave the four most powerful words I've ever heard anybody give to a high school student. I said, what's that? And he said, you told them they were fearfully and wonderfully made. And so the lady from the ACLU goes, yeah. She goes, now, be honest, you're too young to have that kind of wisdom. I said, no, not, it's not original with me. And then the principal goes, is it poetry? I said, no, not really. And she said, well, is it a song? And I said, well, kind of. And then he says, is it in a book? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, what book is it? And I said, the Bible, Psalm 139. And they looked at each other. I thought they were going to drop their jaws and kept looking at me, looked at each other. And finally, the principal said, Steve Russo, you take that God message to every kid in America. And the woman from the ACLU said, yeah, and we'll support you. You know, it's all how you do it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, gentle as a dove, wise as a serpent. And, you know, the other thing I'm hearing essentially. So, yeah, I mean, you're sharing scripture at these assemblies without giving the address. And we both know the word of God is alive and active, and it's going to do its thing whether you give the address or not. It's you're sharing biblical truth with people. Well, some of them, you know, obviously probably have already received it. But, Steve, we got about, you know, maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes before we go to a break. But you're sharing it with a group of people, many of whom really have no hope. Can you speak to that?
Oh, we have a generation in crisis, Steve. And this generation desperately is looking for hope. They're looking for purpose. They're looking for answers. Jesus is the one who has everything they need. And what we often try to do because of this lack of hope, when we do assemblies, we try to partner with local churches and do a one-night outreach where we can offer the hope of Christ, and we see tremendous response. And our outreaches are very different. They're not typical. It's, you know, it truly is targeting young people, but they need hope. They desperately need hope. And we have to find better ways to, you know, we use four words. We talk about connecting, engaging, and influencing this generation. And hope is the answer. Jesus is the answer. And we need to do more. We need to ramp it up. And that's what we're trying to do at Real Answers, is do more of these and partner with more people to reach more kids.
Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Steve Russo, author, communicator, musician, radio and TV host. He's mentioned his podcast, You Talk, available on Instagram Live and then, of course, on the Instagram Reels shortly after that. But just do it. And You Talk is the letter U, talk. And you can, you know, find that, I'm sure, simply with a search. But yep. the other places to go to find out some of what we've been talking about is realanswers.com, which I mentioned early in this segment. The short feature that we air regularly on KLYT and through this ministry, really have been doing for decades. You can also find information about Steve's ministry and all the things he does at steverusso.com. Steve, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely, Steve.
All right. We'll be back with more right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Now we're right in the midst of a segment with Steve Russo with Real Answers. RealAnswers.com or SteveRusso.com is where you'll find more information. But Steve, really entrenched in modern culture for you know, decades. Steve, as a musician and communicator, you know, tell us a little bit about your story and what brought you to a place where you know, pretty much in the time I've known you, you've really had a passion for reaching the youth. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Steve, I owe my life to a young person. Okay. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area originally. I was, very involved in the music industry there, doing shows and concerts and, you know, teaching and all. And God made a very interesting connection. I had this student come in. He was 12 years old. His name was Robbie. And Robbie, from day one, kept talking about his best friend when he would come into the studio for lessons. And, you know, it got to the point where I'm like, you know, this is really... Robbie, you know, don't you know who I am? You know, look at me. Here's pictures of me with famous people on the walls. And you know, I'm the hottest thing since drumsticks were invented. let's talk about me instead of this best friend of yours. And shortening the story, I got to the point where I was really thinking about who my friends were, and I didn't have a friend like Robbie who was always there and who cared about him and everything else. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to ask him who his best friend is, because that's safe. So he comes in for his lesson. I said, hey, Rob, you've been talking about your best friend, but dude, you've never told me his name. What's his name? And he said, Jesus. Now, Steve, I'm clueless. I think he's got this Latino friend, you know, named Jesus. You know?
Yeah.
I said, what's his last name? And he said, Christ, and he can be your best friend too. Well, Robbie's parents started inviting me to go to church with them. And I was hungry. I was looking for more, you know. I mean, I was on the road to success, and my ultimate goal was to get to LA, to get to Hollywood, you know, the scene and all that stuff. And I'd go to church and the music stunk. You know, I mean, the music was just horrible. And, you know, I'm a professional. I'm working with the top, you know, and it just was bad. But the pastor, I couldn't even tell you his name. He'd open the Bible and he would talk like he really knew who God was and how you could have a relationship with Jesus. And I was hungry for that. And next thing I knew, Robbie's mom said, hey, my brother and sister-in-law, who are entertainers in Hollywood, are coming up to do a show in San Francisco. I've been telling them about you, wanted to know if you wanted to come see the show. Well, I went to the show, and they were called Harper and Row, and it was like meeting Ken and Barbie in the flesh. You know, I mean, he was so good looking. I wanted to hit him, just punch him once. So he had an ugly spot, you know, and she was gorgeous and they were really good. Their drummer was subpar, you know, in their show, but they were really good. And they said, hey, we're going to be in town for a few more days. Are you doing any shows? I said, yeah. And I told them where, and they came to see me and they said, let's go grab something to eat. So we did. And they said, hey, we're opening a new show in Hollywood and we're looking for a new drummer. What do you think? And they said, we're coming back up at Christmas time and then we're going to drive back down. Why don't you ride with us and we'll introduce you to the rest of the band. We'll show you around, you know, that kind of thing. And I said, well, look, I've got a big show in San Fran on New Year's Eve, but sure. You know, I can fly back up. And do you know what we talked about, Steve, the whole time driving was their relationship with Jesus and what a difference it made in their life. And I distinctly remember getting on my knees on December 30th in their living room and surrendering my life to Christ, never really knowing how that was going to come full circle. So that's why I have such a passion for young people. Is because it was a young person that first told me, and he didn't have all the training. He just knew from his heart what was happening.
How old were you at that time, Steve?
19.
Yeah. Okay. So you were a young person and, you know, clearly had an impact on you. You can recall it, clearly and briefly. I mean, I'm going to share real quick because I remember as a young person, and I'm going to mention this because here's a couple testimonies about reachable young people that it may surprise you just how ready they are to hear the truth. I'm in school and a guy walks up to me between classes, hands me, you know, a fourth of what is a regular piece of paper with a map on it. And, you know, at the time I thought it was a kegger that he was inviting me to. Because that was kind of regular at the time. Party. And he goes, well, no, not really. And, what is it? He goes, well, it's not church, but, you know, and he explained, a guy, or they do funny skits and a guy talks and he goes, and there's girls. So I was like, oh, well, let me go check it out, you know, and, like you said, to make a long story short, I found myself at a Young Life meeting and heard the gospel like I had never heard before. And I was quote unquote raised in the church, churches, and one of them being the Unitarian Church. I heard the gospel really I'd never heard, you know, and how many times do you hear that from testimonies? I heard the gospel like I'd never heard it described before. You know, and so went on to make a commitment eventually to Christ, got in ministry. The rest is history. And, you know, and boy, does, you know, when you look back at your probably your walk as well, all of us, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. And, you know, as we spend time in the Word, it has an impact in our lives. But going back to these young people. Are more prepared to hear truth than maybe you think. And not only young people, I've heard Greg Laurie use that and say, you know, look at the life of Paul. Paul was at a place where he was hunting down Christians. And now Jesus spoke to him directly. There's all kinds of stories you can look at where the last person you would think would be receptive to the truth of Jesus Christ. It's not us. It's the truth. And it's the Holy Spirit that convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. And if we can only know his truth and share it like this family did with you, we can see him do a great work in our sphere of influence and then into our community. And I so much appreciate the work that you've continued to do, including through Real Answers, which I'm going to segue, Steve, into. Because with the time left, I want to make sure our listeners know that on the weekend of the 26th and 27th, times to be announced. Well, we'll make sure everyone knows when to catch it. But we'll have a couple of opportunities to air the Real Answers Halloween special, which quite honestly, you've done for years. But, you know, there have been different tweaks and what have you. Is it totally new or is it tweaked or what's going on with the special?
It's tweaked, Steve. Yeah, we take kind of the you know, core of it, and then John Gialli, who's our amazing audio producer, You know, adds a little here, takes something away, puts some stuff in. So we freshen it up, you know, because it's, we've just got some good people on there. There's original music. There is, our host actually on that is Chris Fabry. And a lot of people know him as an author. He's also a broadcaster. He has a show on the Moody Network, but it's just it's a fun thing. And it's, you know, a lot of people are, they struggle with what do you do with Halloween? Well, here's something that will lighten your load, so to speak. It's evangelistic, but it also, you know, you can invite neighbors and friends to listen to it. It appeals to younger people. So, yeah, we're always about repurposing, you know, if we can.
Very good. Well, looking forward to hearing the tweaked version of the Halloween. Here, I'll get that. The tweaked version of the Halloween special from Real Answers. And again, we'll be airing that the weekend of the 26th and 27th, and we'll let the listeners in on specific times as we draw nearer to that. But Steve, always appreciate your time. I want to remind listeners, if they want to connect with what Steve's doing, they can do that at realanswers.com or at steverusso.com. Steve, thanks for your time. We'll keep you in the ministry and our prayers for opportunities to share the true hope of Jesus Christ with the youth and others. And for, as you travel, doing these assemblies, for traveling mercies, obviously, but always great to connect, and we appreciate your time.
Oh, Steve, so grateful to be with you and appreciate partnering with you guys in ministry. And we'll hope to do some more here in the future. But thanks for having me.
All right. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.